here's a story from The World.
It is hard to forget this rallying cry from Trump's early campaign days back in 2016.
We will build the wall, believe me. And who is going to pay for the wall? Who?
The crowd chanting Mexico there. The border wall was a signature promise of Trump's presidency, and tomorrow, with just days left in office, Trump will head to Texas, to the border. He'll highlight what has been built, concrete and steel segments of wall, physical symbols of the administration's crackdown on immigration. For a reality check on this and other immigration news, the World's immigration editor Monica Campbell's with me. Monica, the expectation is that Trump is going to point to the border wall in Texas tomorrow as an achievement. Promises made, promises kept. How accurate is that, though?
It's not the wall he wanted. We didn't see the big, beautiful wall that stretched along every mile of the U.S.-Mexico border, nearly 2,000 miles. That did not happen. In reality, during the entire Trump presidency, we saw about 450 miles of wall built. A lot of that, though, was replacement wall, which was significant. Much larger pieces and sections of fence built up where there wasn't much before. And Mexico did not pay for the wall. About $15 billion were spent on this project, a lot of that coming from the military budget.
So that's the literal concrete part of Trump's immigration scheme. Policy-wise, though, for the past 4 years, it seemed like nearly every week there was news on how the Trump administration was hardening the U.S. immigration system, making it tougher to come here, tougher to stay here. In the past few days, though, some important pushback on those policies. What's happened?
Yeah, in the last few days, we've seen federal judges across the United States block a raft of changes that the administration wanted to actually start to implement today that would involve the asylum system, make it much harder for people to try and seek asylum in the United States. The bar would be raised in many ways. Applications would be tougher. Judges would have more power. We also saw a judge reject the administration's push to allow states and localities the right to reject resettling refugees. Normally, refugees are resettled throughout the United States and given assistance at the local level to get a job or housing or that sort of thing. And we'd never seen an attempt to try and create some sort of division with how refugees are resettled within the United States.
So it sounds like Biden might have some judges on his side. What are the expectations, though, that Biden will go bold on immigration now that the Democrats control the Senate? How far could the pendulum swing?
It's interesting that you bring up judges because Trump appointed plenty of judges, immigration judges. So Biden will face considerable challenges when it comes to that, you know, kind of at the ground level of decision making when it comes to immigration. At the larger level, sure, he's got Democrats now, you know, in the Senate. That may make the push for more comprehensive, bolder immigration reform a lot easier. But there's also this idea of, you know, what we're going to see with the Biden administration, at least in terms of immigration, is that you're going to have this huge desire for strong change, you know, strong, swift action when it comes to immigration to reverse what Trump was so aggressive on from day one. There is concern that that pendulum swing may be, you know, really abrupt. And I spoke with Sarah Pierce about this. She's an analyst with the Migration Policy Institute in D.C.
I don't think it's healthy for the institutions of the United States to be swinging, you know, back and forth between administrations. I don't think that's good for the institutions, for due process, or just for people's expectations about how the U.S. immigration system works.
Yeah. On the other hand, Monica, the U.S. is now a long way from the lines of that Emma Lazarus poem at the Statue of Liberty, "Give us your tired, your poor." What are you going to be watching for in the first few days or weeks of the Biden presidency when it comes to immigration?
The Biden administration's immigration policy proposal to Congress, right? That's going to be something that we'll pore over. I'm also interested in enforcement. How is Biden going to tackle kind of the culture of ICE officers, Border Patrol officers, many of whom were very loyal to Trump, and how there might be kind of a disconnect between what Biden says on high and how kind of the culture of enforcement is playing out on the ground between officers and immigrants?
The World's immigration editor, Monica Campbell. Monica, thanks very much for this.
You're welcome.